The Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. And there's a Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis as well, that teaches us, Ka Bracha Smucha L'Chaverta, any bracha that's one right after the other, Ein Paischem Bava Baruch, does not begin with the word Baruch. And the way most Rishonim explain this is that the Baruch Atah Hashem that we say at the first of a series of brachas reflects and applies to all the brachas that are going to be said afterwards. And this is a halacha that every time we say Shemona Esrei, we actually experience. Because Shemona Esrei, as its very name implies, includes many brachas. And even though they include many brachas, it's considered, we don't start with the word Baruch for every separate bracha. Why? Because they're considered a bracha hasmuch l'chavrta, and therefore we don't begin each bracha with a separate baruch. But continuing and understanding the basic rules of bracha hasmuch l'chavrta, these brachas do have to be part of one series. And therefore, we begin Shemona Esrei with Baruch Atah Hashem, even though it's smuch l'chavrta to the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael, which is said before Shemona Esrei, because Goel Yisrael is not part of the same series as Shemona Esrei. And as we just said, the halacha bracha smuch l'chavrta is only applicable when we're speaking about one series of brachas. So Rashi here, in Divrei HaMaskil Sameach, asks, why, therefore, do the first two brachas, first three brachas of the Sheva brachas, start with Baruch? Why are they not to be considered as a bracha l'svucha l'chavrta? And Rashi responds, because, as we've explained in our previous year, the first two brachas of Shehakel Baruch L'Chvoidoi and Yotzer HaAdam are really not related to this particular couple that are getting married here. As we explained, Shehakel Baruch L'Chvoidoi is here to greet the Asif HaSa'am, the guests who have gathered in honor of this marriage. Yotzer HaAdam is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having created the person, and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating the person not connected specifically to this Chasen V'Kala. And therefore, since the first two brachas, Shehakel Baruch L'Chvoidoi, Yotzer Adam, are not really part of the Sheva brachas, part of the same series as we just explained, and when they're not part of the same series, the rules of bracha smuch l'chavrta therefore do not apply, and therefore we have to start Ashi Yotzar with a Baruch Atah Hashem. But indeed, that's why Sois Tosis and Sameich Tesamach don't begin with a Baruch, because they are indeed bracha smuch l'chavrta, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ashi Yotzar Sa'adam, Sameich Tzayis Tosis and Sameich Tesameich are all one series. Tosis explains that really Rashi was bothered with another question. Rashi was bothered, why are these brachas of Shehakel Baruch L'Chvoidoi and Yotzer Adam not considered a bracha l'smuch l'chavrta to the Bari Pri HaGofen, which is the first of the brachas that I recited when we say Sheva Brachas. The Mashah, however, says that that really isn't a difficulty, because every time we see this, when we make Kiddush Friday night, we say a Bari Priya Gofen, and then we start with a Baruch Atah Hashem, and the same two would have Dollar. So that Bari Priya Gofen should create a situation, a Bracha Smuch L'Chavrta, that we see is not really a question. The Ran, who essentially follows the same approach as Rashi, that Shakel Baruch Chvoidoy is not part of the Seder of the Sheva Brachos. He just says, this is the one area that he, this is the one point he disagrees with Rashi. He says that Yotzer HaAdam does belong as part of the brachas that are recited for the Sheva Brachas. But he says that if we would not start Yotzer HaAdam, if we would not start Yotzer HaAdam with a baruch, we would never be able to recognize that it's a bracha. It's only baruch ato Hashem. And therefore, Yotzer HaAdam, and therefore we have to lengthen the nusach of that bracha to avoid it not looking like a bracha, which is actually Tysus's entire approach to this issue. Tysus seems to feel that all of the Sheva Brachas, for whatever reason they were put into the Sheva Brachas, we can't take the approach are not really connected to each other, and therefore should not fall into the category of a bracha smuch l'chavrta. Rather, Tosfos takes the approach that these first brachas, Shaka Baruch Chvoidoy, Yotzer Adam, Ashi Yotzer, if each one of these brachas would not start with a Baruch Atah Hashem, it would look like one bracha. And since it would look like just one long bracha, people wouldn't recognize that was saying separate Sheva brachas. And since people would not recognize that was saying separate brachas, we had to establish them as with a nusach that separates them. Daflah asks on Tysus. Tysus seems to be saying a very simple practical consideration. The simple practical consideration is that if we're not going to separate this, it's going to not look like a separate baruch. Tysus says, ask that flaw on Tysus, if not for this concern, what would we say? We would just say the words, Yotzer HaAdam? Ask Tysus, is that the way a bracha, ask that flaw, is that the way a bracha is recited? Yotzer HaAdam? So the flaw answers that it was never Tysus' intention that we should just say, somebody would just get up and say the bracha, Yotzer HaAdam, and that would be considered a bracha. Tysus says, the Afla says what Tysus meant to say is that we should say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotzer HaAdam, without the words, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. And Tysus says, still, if that's all we would say, it would look like we were saying one long bracha, and that's why it was separated into separate brachas. So now that we've established that certainly the bracha of Ashi Yotzer and Sois Tosis and Sameach Tesamach are considered a bracha smuch l'chavrta, a very important question comes up. Can separate people make separate brachas? If they're if these brachas are considered a bracha smuch l'chavrta, so the halacha should be that you should not be able to separate the brachas. And indeed, so says the Shara Ephraim, that we should not separate the brachas, besides the last bracha, bracha achrita, for as we learn in our sugyas, we clearly see that bracha achrita is a separate bracha. The raya being that we learn in our Gemara that if there aren't any panim chadoshes, we still say only ashabara, or as we discussed in our previous year, if we don't have a minyan, we don't say the other sheva brachas, but we do say the bracha achrita. So from that we see that bracha achrita is a separate bracha, but the first six brachas should not be separated. There are other opinions in the Paiskim that say that these three brachas, Ashiyotzar, Sois Tosis, and Sameach Tesamach, are not to be separated. Actually, this machlokes, if we're going to consider them as bracha smuch l'chavrta, and we're also going to say that the halacha by bracha smuch l'chavrta is that we shouldn't separate one from the other, then, so what does that mean? That we're saying that we shouldn't separate by bracha smuch l'chavrta one from the other. So according to Rashi, the three bracha smuch l'chavrtas are Ashiyotzar, Sois Tosis, and Sameach Tesamach. And Rashi would therefore hold that those three should not be separated. The others, Rashi said, are not bracha smuch l'chavrta because they really are for different reasons and therefore can be separated. Tosis, however, learns that they're all considered bracha smuch l'chavrta. Just Tosis said, the reason we added some words is only because otherwise we won't be recognizable that they're separate brachas. According to Tosfos, therefore, if we're taking the approach that a bracha smuch l'chavrta should not be separated, the halacha is that all six brachas should be recited by one individual. However, there are many paiskim, and we know that the minhag ha'olam is indeed that we do separate the bracha hasmucha l'chavrta. The best raya, of course, that we may is from the halacha by Shmoneh Esrei. For as we said at the beginning of our shir, Shmoneh Esrei is certainly an example of a bracha hasmucha l'chavrta, and yet the halacha we know is that if someone, for whatever reason, it's a Mishnah, Masechta Brachos, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, if somebody is saying Shmoneh Esrei, he, and is the Baal Tefillah, the Shliach Tzibur, and for whatever reason he can't continue saying Shmoneh Esrei, the halacha is that we separate, somebody else should get up. It's a Brachos Smuch L'Chavrta. So how could we allow that to happen? If the halacha is by bracha smuch l'chavrta, we can't separate. It must be that the halacha is that a bracha smuch l'chavrta can be separated. However, the Paiskim say that the raya from bracha, which the Hartzvi tries to use, is not really a compelling raya. One reason is because that's obviously a shas adchak. It's a shas adchak that unfortunately the Shliach Tzibur, for whatever reason, cannot continue his Shmoneh Esrei, and that's why we're allowing him to, we have to bring up another Baal Tefillah. But in a regular situation, that would not necessarily be the case. Furthermore, and this becomes a very important factor, and that is that by Bracha Smuchel, that is, by Shmoneh Esrei, everyone who's there is supposed to be paying attention to what the Baal Tefillah is saying, because we have to be Yotze the Chazaras HaShatz, which Shomei HaKa'ina. So therefore, it's like we're all saying the bracha. And therefore, someone who's already been paying attention should be the one to be appointed to pick up where the Shliach Tzibur left off. If that would be the case, the halacha ought to be, that when it comes to the Sheva Brachas, even if we're going to decide that the Sheva Brachas could be divided up between different people, it seems that the best would be that we should ask the people who are going to get Sheva Brachas, tell them before the Chuppah, and not only before the Chuppah, but this is also by every Sheva Brachas, that you're going to be getting a Sheva Brachas, you'll be getting one of the Brachas, and listen to all of the Brachas. Ramosha and Evan Ezer, Chelek Aleph, Simet Tzadik Dalet, has a discussion about this, and he says, he tries to explain the Minhag HaOlam, why the Brachas are separated, and he brings a very nice raya that the halacha bracha smuch l'chavrta does not mean that it has to be that they can't be divided. And if they were divided, they have to start with a separate baruch. He says, we know that every morning when we say the Birchas Kirshma, first we have the bracha of Yotza Mairus, which begins with baruch, and then we have the next bracha of Ahava Rabba that does not begin with baruch. And the reason Ahava Rabba doesn't begin with baruch, because it's a bracha smuch l'chavrta. Says the Shulchan Aruch, quotes from Moshe, that let's say someone reversed the order, and he said Ahava Rabba before Yotza Mairus, would he begin with baruch? It's not a bracha smuch l'chavrta. Yes, he would. Why? Says Rav Moshe, because bracha smuch l'chavrta is just an explanation of why Chazal, when they made the Nusach HaBracha, did not include the word Baruch. It's not start with the words Baruch Atah Hashem. What it means to say is, it's not a question that this is like one long Bracha. It's not one long Bracha. It's a question why, if we know that a Bracha starts, is supposed to begin with Baruch Atah Hashem, does this bracha not begin with Baruch Atah Hashem? And the answer is, because it's a bracha smuch l'chavrta. So it's only a question in nusach. It's not in the nusach ha-bracha. It's not a question in that it's supposed to be not divided. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, the halacha is that you could separate the Sheva Brachas. But it's important to point out that even Rav Moshe quotes the Shaar Ephraim, who says, if at all possible, we shouldn't separate. Rav Moshe says, if there's any reason to separate, that means we have people attending the wedding and we have to be mechabed them. So there, we have a good reason to separate. But conceptually, Rav Moshe understands the Shaar Ephraim's line of reasoning. Actually, the Be'er Hatev in Evan Ezer's Siman Samach Beis Sif Gimel quotes the Igeres HaRambam, who says that by Sheva Brachas as well, if you reverse the order, you could still say the Brachas. Now, let's say they made a mistake and they got the order mixed up. It doesn't affect the ability to say the Sheva Brachas. Again, it seems to be that we have a raya that it's only a din in nusach ha-bracha, not a din that it has to be, that it's considered one long bracha. The Tzitz Eliezer and Chelek Vav, Simen Beis, Anaf Aleph Ois Hei, also says that takes the same approach as Rav Moshe, that it's considered one long bracha. Rav Avadya Yosef also has two tshuvas on this subject. Chelek Hei Simen Yud Beis. He says a very nice raya. He says the Gemara discusses why, when we say Tfilas HaDerech, do we not begin with the word Baruch. So my Rebbe, Rav Tovia Goldstein, would always tell us that the reason it doesn't begin with Baruch is because this is a din of bracha smuch l'chavrta. Here we're speaking, Tfilas HaDerech is a tefillah. A tefillah is different than a bracha. That was his approach. But the Gemara says it's a bracha smuch al chavata to Shmon Esrei. Now, let's think about it. The Shmon Esrei, we say in the morning. We're taking a trip later in the day. So, how is that considered bracha smuch al chavata? So, if we say it's a din in Nusach, that's not a question. But if we say bracha smuch al chavata means when the two brachas are next to each other and there should be no separation, how can we call Tfilas HaDerech a bracha smuch al chavata? Rabbi Avadya Yosef, in another tshuva, in Chelek Dalet Siman Zayin, has another raya. He says that originally, the way Birchas HaTorah were recited, that one person got the first aliyah and he said Baruch, and then another person got the last aliyah and he said a Baruch, and he said a Baruch before he got the aliyah, and another person got the last aliyah and he said the Baruch afterwards. Now the question is, the Gemara says that we really shouldn't have made that the second Baruch should start with Baruch, because it's a Baruch HaSmuch L'Chavrta. The only reason Chazal instituted it that way was because there's a big time lag, and it's not the same person getting the first aliyah and the last aliyah. But if a bracha smuch al chavata, says Rav Avadya Yosef, by definition means that there can't be any separation, that should be the reason why you have to say Baruch by the second bracha. From here we see, he says, that time lag is not considered a separation of time is not considered, or different people saying it, is not an issue regarding bracha smucha l'chavrta. Rav Vosner, Shlita, in the Shalos Tshuvos Chelek Tes, Siman Ayin, says that even though we're saying that bracha smucha l'chavrta should, even though we're saying that we could separate the brachas, he says Bari Pri Agofen should not be separated by itself, because the entire reason, he says, we say Bari Pri Agofen as part of the Sheva Brachas is because we should say the Sheva Brachas ala kais. But if we're going to say Bari Pri Agofen separately, it's not recognizable that we're saying this bracha ala kois, and therefore the halacha is that Bar Pri Agafen should not be separated. So to review, Bar Pri Agafen being separated from the second bracha, we have Rav Ozner's opinion that we just quoted should not be separated. We have Rav Moshe, the Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Avadya Yosef, Rav Moshe Sternbruch, the Tshuvos HaHinhagos, Rav Ozner, that seem to feel that the six brachas can be divided. The Shar Ephraim, the Briskarov, felt that the six brachas are considered a bracha smuch l'chavrta and should not be separated one from the other. There's another version based on Rashi's understanding of Gemara, as we explained early in our shiur, that at least Ashi Yotzar, Sois Tosis, and Sameich, the Samach, should not be separated. Everybody seems to agree that Ashabara, the Bracha Achrita, can be separated from the other six brachas.